It's 9:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr. A recent executive order from President Trump on mail-in election balloting requires states to submit a list to the U.S. Postal Service of eligible voters who might receive mail-in or absentee ballots. Matt Crane is the head of the Colorado County Clerks Association. He said that's just among a number of mandates that could create problems on Election Day.
There's also a requirement here that says you have to send your voter registration list to the post office 60 days before. There's a little bit of wiggle room there, but we have same-day voter registration here in Colorado. So if somebody were to register, say, 2 weeks before Election Day, let alone Election Day itself, they might not be able to have a ballot mailed to them because of the requirements of this EO.
Crane says Colorado eligibility requirements in voting operations are already more effective than the federal plan. A California company building data centers for AI clients is asking Colorado Springs to approve a project aimed at retrofitting an old computer chip manufacturing plant near the Garden of the Gods Road. A packed community meeting raised concerns about water use. Residents also expressed concerns over the possibility of utility bills increasing and noise levels. The city is still reviewing the company's request. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Colorado Matters is coming up next, followed by On Point at 10 and Here and Now at 11. It's 9:06.